Land of the Gods by Christina Gill. Once upon a time, in a land far away, stood a magnificent temple. It was made of rare gold and held three powerful artifacts. This temple stood in the land of gods. Far away from there was a griffin. He swooped in and out of the clouds, gliding like an eagle. He soared through the sky. He was looking angrily for the entrance to the land of gods. He had been looking for days and not found anything. He was going to visit his fellow friend, the three-headed dog. The dog was fierce, deadly, cute. The griffin knew the dog would not hurt him. The griffin darted through a gap in the clouds when he saw a golden door. The door was gilded gold and had a magical feel to it. The griffin knocked on the door. A friendly voice said, "Welcome, welcome." The griffin knew instantly that it was the doorkeeper. The griffin was flapping through the town when he heard a voice calling to him. "Griffin, griffin, great griffin, come to me," the voice was saying. It was a solemn voice. The griffin shot to the voice. He stood in front of a temple. The temple called to him. "Griffin, I am quite sad." "Well, yes," said the griffin. "The world is full of poor homeless people. They pray to the gods for money, but the gods sit in their thrones and laugh at them." "Yes, that is most dreadful," said the griffin thoughtfully. "Please help me, but I do not know how to help you. You must give these artifacts of wisdom to the people, and then they will know what to do. First, you must take the life potion to the dying beggar boy who is cold and is in need of warmth," the temple instructed. The griffin was kind and obeyed the temple. On his way down from the land, he stopped at his house to receive a blanket. He swooped down to where the little boy lay asleep and smoothed the blanket over him and placed the bottle beside him. He flew back up to the temple. "I must leave now, temple. I am growing weary, and my friend will be missing me," said the griffin wearily. "Griffin, griffin, great griffin, stay one night longer," pleaded the temple. If I must, great temple." The next day the griffin woke with an ache in his wings. His feathers were falling off. "Griffin, take my golden bow and arrow to the poor man in the war. He has no weapon to fight with. He's fearing death. Take him these and he will fight with pride," said the temple. The griffin took the artifact and flew down to earth. He dropped the bow and arrow before the man, and he did fight with pride. The griffin flew up to the land of gods and returned to the temple. "Griffin, griffin, great griffin, I am thoroughly displeased. There is a young girl who is supposed to ring the church bell every morning, but she has come up to the tower to find the bell is broken. She cannot ring it. If she comes home with no money, her father will beat her. Take this horn to her and she will get double the pay for it," said the temple. So the griffin did just that and flew down to earth and gave the horn to the young girl, who was over-delighted to have it. She danced around with joy. "The great temple, I must go now. My feathers have all gone. I will not come back. I'm sorry." Suddenly the temple collapsed, but their souls will forever be in the lands of happy. The end.
In the morning, she woke up incredibly early so she could have a head start. She ate her sandwich as fast as she could. When she got outside, she headed towards the rich people's houses. Carefully, she knocked on the door of the Adams family. They opened the door awfully slowly, which wasted most of her time. Finally, they came outside and asked her why she had come to them. "I've come here to ask you if you would kindly give me a generous amount of money to give to the poor. They will be able to buy items they need but do not have," Veronica nervously replied. "We would be happy to help the poor. They do deserve some money as they have been sitting on the streets for over a year now," they responded. They gave Veronica a generous amount of money to give to the poor. Veronica proceeded to of the rich people to ask for some money. In the evening, she sailed to the Statue of Liberty and told her that her first job was done. They made a second plan to help the rich and poor. The next day, she repeated her morning routine and started the next plan. She dashed out across the streets and gave the money to the poor. "The rich has kindly given some of their money to you," Veronica replied. The poor were filled with pride and joy. "Young lady, could you thank the rich for us? We would be even more grateful," exclaimed an old man. Veronica replied, "Of course I will tell them thank you, and I will specifically tell them it was thanks from you. I promise." So she did what she promised to the poor. Veronica quickly ran to the poor and told them thanks from the poor. Firstly, she ran to the Adams family and said, "I am giving you thanks from the poor and from me as well. I am thanking you for giving me the money to give to the poor. Thank you so much." She was so thankful, she said it so quickly. At least they understood her. "We were honoured to help some of the poor, because some of them were our family and friends. We would do anything to help them." The Adams family were a very nice family. Now she had to go to the other rich people that gave her money for the poor. She had to do it quickly because she still needed time to meet the Statue of Liberty. She managed to get her to her quick enough. She told the statue that she had finished her second job. Consequently, they made the last plan. They worked through it over and over again. This was the final step. They got through it eventually. For the third time this week, she had to repeat her morning routine. She was starting to get used to it. Once she finished her routine, she dashed outside and headed back to the poor. This time she was going to tell them not to buy items that could kill you, otherwise they give them money for nothing and they would be poor again. She insisted on getting a job and a house first so they could earn money from the job and have somewhere to sleep. They did as she said. While they were doing it, she was wondering if her mother was worried about her. She hadn't seen her mother in 3 days. She woke up so early and came home so late. After a while, she looked back at the poor and saw that somehow they bought a house so quickly. She was really impressed and shocked. Veronica looked at her watch and remembered that she had to see the statue. She ran as quickly as she could, as her motorboat could take her. Once she got there, she sailed as fast as the waves could take her. She got there just in time. The statue was waiting. She told the statue the most exciting news. She had finished the final step. They were so happy that the statue cried with joy. Veronica said, "I need to get home, otherwise my mother will be worried." The statue let her go. Once Veronica got home, she saw that her mother was in the kitchen. She ran up to her and hugged her. She was very upset. She was leaving in the morning very early. She helped her mother tidy up and her mother packed Veronica's bag. They were going to tidy up in one night. Veronica promised her mother that she would come and visit again after about 3 hours Veronica had to go. She got on her plane on time and saw the most beautiful view of the statue. Tears fell down her cheeks as she flew home. She was happy to go back to London, but she would miss her mother and the statue. She missed her mother the most. The end.